You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Joining us from Cope Family Center is Julie Murphy. Julie is the program director there. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, what do you do as program director for Cope Family Center? What's that mean?
So, what I do is oversee the programs that we offer to families in Napa County. And we work together along with our managers and our staff to offer services for parents and caregivers raising children in Napa County.
Mm-hmm. And it's solely focused on those family issues? Is that the right way to perceive it?
Yes. I think our target population are parents and or caregivers. It could be grandparents, kinship parents who are raising children 0 to 18 and supporting them in reducing their stress, providing services, help connect them to resources so they can raise children who thrive.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the last year or so, it's been easygoing time. No troubles,
exactly.
Problems, no stress.
Exactly. We certainly have had some challenges this year.
Yeah. What's been the primary challenge of the pandemic era?
So I think what we've seen over this past year are the increase of stressors for parents who not only are experiencing financial hardship from loss of work or reduced hours, also them having to do distance learning with their children. So being in the home 24/7, not having outlets for children not having those typical supports they have in the community through the schools and other activities. And then in the home with their partners and relationship stressors that arise. So a lot of the unknowns and fears about illnesses. So when the stressors increase, we know that there are more risk for abuse and neglect with children.
Mm-hmm. Have we seen an actual rise? Have we seen an increase in incidents?
So we actually, in 2020, we had 162 substantiated cases of abuse and neglect in Napa County. And this, for 2021, we don't have the full numbers yet. We actually saw a bit of a drop-off in reports, and that's because there were fewer eyes on children. So the distance learning, not having teachers or other people involved, you did not have as many people interacting with kids. And so that presents its own risks, right? So there's fewer reports and possibly because there were fewer people, keeping an eye out and looking for concerns.
Yeah, because a lot of problems are hidden within the family.
Right.
And they're exposed by teachers and church
coaches,
coaches, mm-hmm. church leaders, and so
right.
on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. So it's the Blue Ribbon time of the year. Tell us about that.
Exactly. So every April is Blue Ribbon Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And so Cope Family Center and our Child Abuse Prevention Council of Napa County work together to raise awareness for what child abuse and neglect does, not only for its victims, but also what it does in the community and how those adverse childhood experiences impact children for a lifetime. And so the whole issue is even more important to discuss during because of the pandemic, and things have come up. And so what we saw after the 2017 wildfires was an increase of abuse and neglect for sure during that year. And that was because of the intense stressors that family experienced. So we're anticipating, unfortunately, an increase as well as we move out of the pandemic and get back to sort of a typical activity.
Yeah, a whole new round of friction and adjustments
right.
and different stresses. And
right, absolutely. Yeah. And parents are reaching out and parents are asking for support. And that's the good news, is that they also want to manage this and figure out how to support their children through it and also get their children back to a more typical experience. And so we have a lot of phone calls and a lot of interest in that. And so the community in general, it's difficult to talk about child abuse and neglect, and it's not a conversation that people want to have. But what we're trying to do is help people understand the impact of those experiences and how to prevent it. So we really focus on the prevention in our services and our programs and helping people understand that by educating the community about it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you go about doing that?
So in Blue Ribbon Month, there's a lot of really fun activities that we've done. So What we have are three different ways specifically, and we call it, the first one is Paint the Town Blue. So there are over 40 local businesses that have, and you'll see, and you all have one on your door. Mm-hmm. It's a blue ribbon business. And so when people come up to that business and they say, what does that mean? People can talk a little bit about that this business is supporting prevention of abuse and neglect and understanding it. And then some of those businesses, and we have this all on our website. It's a really very clear description of which businesses are supporting this. And what these businesses do is they offer dine and donates, sip and donates, shopping, and they give a percentage of their income to Cope Family Center. So sometimes it's 15%. Hop Creek Pub has a blueberry cheesecake in the month of April. All those sales of that cheesecake go to Cope. And so there's lots of creative ways that businesses are getting involved.
Boy, that's what I really need is cheesecake in my life.
One time a month. I'm
going to buy it and give it away.
Exactly. So there's the blue ribbon businesses. And then we also have what's really fun is it's a scavenger hunt. If you're on Instagram, and a lot of people are, it's called the Blue Ribbon Scavenger Hunt. So you go around to the different businesses involved. You take a picture and you post it on Instagram with hashtag GoBlueForNapaKids. Go Blue for Kids Napa. And then every photo gets entered into a raffle for prizes and some really cool prizes. So that's another way we do it. And then the third is really for families and families with children or anyone who wants to support. It's a walkathon. So on average, it's estimated that there were over 40 victims of abuse and neglect in a month, every month last year. And so what we want to do is encourage people to get to do individually sign up or sign up as a team to walk in the name of supporting children and preventing abuse. And so our website has all the links to make that happen. And you can walk, you can ride a bike, you can swim, whatever activity you want to do to help raise money to build awareness.
Hmm. Very good. Any other specifics you want to mention on that?
I think that's it. I would say that the website would be the best place to mm-hmm. go to. And it has all the information and will help connect you to answer any questions you may have and connect you on a team if you'd like to join a team to do that. And appreciate people supporting local businesses and getting that message out there that we're here to prevent abuse and neglect.
You bet. Just one thought. It's not in the category, I don't think, of abuse or neglect, but I was just reading this week about how many adults, and I think many kids as well, are socially challenged to begin with.
Right.
They don't have the enthusiasm to return to normal because normal for them had a lot of stressors in it mm-hmm. about social interaction. And I was reading about how, this article was focused on adults, I think, of people saying, I dread the idea of going back to work, reengaging with social interaction. And that can raise tensions in a home, mm-hmm.
right?
Because we've gone through one big transition a year ago. Now there's another transition that has to happen, and not everybody's happy about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think listening for parents, understanding that they need to listen to their children and really hear their concerns mm-hmm. and help support them through that transition, whatever it looks like, and normalize it, that we're all struggling in some way with this.
Very good. We've been talking here with Julie Murphy, Program Director from Cope Family Center. It's Blue Ribbon Month. Take part, engage with that. And what's the website again?
So it's copefamilycenter.org. And the phone number to call Cope for any services or programs is 707-252-1123.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa. 1440 AM at KVON.com.